Hello there, this is Simon from Slam Idol. I'm just recording on the Slam Stream Audioboo account. Not sure if this is really the right account to be speaking on, but I thought it was important to make sure that that no one else got hold of the Slam Stream username on Audioboo. I reserved it. Yeah, I'm going to use it today just to talk about the Slam Stream, really. So it looks like the Slam Stream is actually happening now. It's kind of day one. I nominated today as being day one. Today's the 10th of August 2010. And I suggested this should be day one of a 7-day process for the poets to come up with their brand new poems. For the Slam Stream contest. So those poets are, the idea is that they will be recording sort of audio diaries on a maybe a daily basis to promote their efforts and to document the process they're going through of creating a poem, more importantly. That's the kind of the idea, and they can use the tools like Audioboo, like I'm using at the moment, or YouTube, for instance, or there's a new one I've heard about today called Chirbit, Chirbit, and that's another tool that you can use to record tweets in audio format, up to 5 minutes. And then get it to post it to Twitter, and that way it will automatically appear on the slamstream.com website if you enter the hash slamstream tag in the text somewhere. So if it doesn't, then obviously just keep tweaking it until it does appear in Twitter with the hash slamstream tag in the text somewhere, and then it will automatically appear on slamstream.com. Slamstream.com is just kind of, it's one website that is there to highlight entries that have got the hash slamstream tag, but it's just one way of kind of trying to sort of sample what's going on in the real time web with the word slamstream in it. So whether you, yeah, it's just there, and you can use other Twitter tools, for instance, to look for the hashtag Slamstream, or you could probably look at it on Facebook, for those people that are posting in Facebook, any of the other real time websites really, could be carrying Slamstream hashtag. It's all very experimental, I'm sure you can appreciate. So at the end of the 7-day process, I'd expect the poets to sort of submit a final version of their poem, and then we'll do some voting, and that voting will probably take place via retweets on Twitter. It's probably the easiest way of voting. And then there'll be a prize. I'm thinking about giving away an iPad as the first prize. Traditionally, I've always given away iPod Touch as the first prize, and iPod Nano is second prize, and iPod Shuffle as third prize, but I think it might be quite good to go for the iPad this time as the first prize. So far, entries have come in from Nick Treadwell, who's sort of thinking about his theme as to what he's going to write his poem about, and Will Brown, who's got a bit more of an idea of the theme that he's going to pursue. So that's good. Still to hear from anyone else, so we're looking for sort of another four poets at least, really, to jump in. I know that Geraldine isn't able to participate this time because she just doesn't have an internet connection that enables her to get the audio uploaded, so she can't play this time. But I'm hoping that we'll Larry Winfield and Nick Demas and Paul De Small will also be able to participate, and I'm looking for other poets to participate as well. So the call is out there. Go to slamstream.com and find out more.